This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day in which this nation, like it or not, is involved deeply. Whether or not we ever send troops, we are involved deeply in an ongoing struggle between good and evil. And it is good and evil. That's the two sides right now battling in Ukraine. A death of another Russian general, their third general who has died during this ongoing fight. And what is it that makes some Americans and some American conservatives in particular sympathetic to Vladimir Putin and ready to apologize for what is without question a war crime and a hideous war crime? Some background on that, somebody who spent his life researching the history of communism, of Marxism, of the old Soviet Union, and of the new moves toward freedom and openness in some of the former Soviet republics like Ukraine. Paul Kangor. Paul is the director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Pennsylvania, an absolutely outstanding institution, which I'm looking forward to visiting in a couple of weeks. Paul, it is great to speak to you.
Thank you, Michael. You
do make clear in your work that this is not a battle between just rival corrupt forces. It's as close as we've come, certainly in recent years, as a battle between good and evil. You agree with that proposition, do you not?
Oh, I do. And it's really shocking to see what we're seeing here right now with Vladimir Putin. And you know, I do about 3 weeks on modern Russia every fall semester in my comparative politics class at Grove City College. And I generally teach the Soviet Union Cold War all the time, constantly. But the one speech by Putin that we always come back to in that comparative course is his April 2005 State of the Union address to the Russian parliament, and it was there that he said that, quote, the collapse of the Soviet Union was the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century, unquote. You know, the collapse of the Soviet Union was the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century. And when we do that, Michael, we have this discussion where I say to my students, well, what did he really mean by that, right? Does he want to reunite the entirety of the old Soviet Union? And no, he doesn't. He's not Stalin. He doesn't want Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and all those different countries. But I would always say in class, he wants the Ukraine. He at least wants the Crimea. And a student would say, Professor, how much of the Ukraine does he want? And I would say, good question. I don't know. Well, now we're getting the answer. He wants the whole thing. He's willing to invade the city of Kiev. He's willing to bomb it. He's willing to invade it. After that, what would he want? I don't know. Georgia, maybe Moldova. Would he take chunks of the Baltics if he could? Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania? I don't think, because they're in NATO now. But what we're really learning is that, you know, this guy is genuinely a bad guy. And we've always talked about him as an old KGB throwback. He's a throwback, all right. I mean, this is a throwback to thugs of the 20th century, Saddam Hussein invading Kuwait in 1990. Hitler invading Europe, different countries in Europe in the 30s and 40s. So this has been a wake-up call. This is a bad guy.
And again, he is a remnant of a bad system. He tries to identify himself, and he's done this several times rhetorically, and there are lots of people before him, that he agrees with Christian values, that he is standing up for, well, he even said for white people and for people who share his deep religious faith. Do you believe that Putin is a sincerely religious guy?
Well, I can say a lot about this. In fact, I remember the first time when he first came into power, I know the date, it was 2001, and we had here at Grove City College James Billington, right? And he was the great Russian historian, librarian of Congress, and I talked to him a lot about Putin, because he knew a little bit about Putin. And he said you'll find this interesting, given your interest in the faith of leaders, Ronald Reagan and so forth. And he said to me, Michael, he said, he seems to be the most religious Russian leader since Tsar Nicholas II, right? Who, by the way, also was no angel. And I said, really? What do you mean by that? He said, well, he knows all the rituals. He knows all the signs, where to bow, where to genuflect, the liturgy of the Russian Orthodox Church. He said he appears to be genuinely religious. And then I've had people over the years say to me, too, they said, you know, Putin put in place the first restrictions on abortion in Russia since Stalin, which is actually true. He's against same-sex marriage. He said things like, in this country, we will have mama and papa, right? In those things, he can be, and maybe even is, kind of a religious traditionalist. But that doesn't make him a saint, right? It doesn't mean that he's a good person. There have been a lot of bad leaders in the past who were religious, who came from religious upbringings, but then went and treated their neighbors in terms of borders, bordering countries, like a madman, right? Like a dictator. So I tell this to people all the time. I've heard it a lot over the years from conservative Christians. They'll say, well, Putin is good on this issue or that social issue. I'll say, okay, fine. But the guy poisons people. He has dissident journalists and critics killed. He rigs elections, and now he invades his neighbors and crunches them with tanks. He's a bad guy.
I think you probably heard that there was an attack or a bombing of a kindergarten today in Ukraine, and the kidnapping of the mayor of Mariupol, which is a besieged city of 500,000. It's all nightmarish, and my question would be, based on your knowledge of Putin and his career and who he is, and of Russian history, how does this end?
Well, it's a good question, and I did a piece for American Spectator called Mad Dog Putin, where I told a story, pretty frightening, about him and his dogs and his private behavior, and what an actual former student of mine, who's now has very high-level security clearance, witnessed from him. I'm really worried here about a cornered Russian bear, right? Choosing my metaphors carefully here. And somebody like Putin, with his back against the wall, who's not getting what he wants from the Ukraine and isn't getting Zelensky, and may find that the Russians always do, right, Michael, that they don't do very well in combat. The Russians always lose a lot of men. And if he doesn't get what he wants from his troops and his generals and finds out that Ukraine is resisting a lot more than he thought it would, as it is, I could see this guy go into some, you know, higher level of weapon of mass destruction. And I could very much see a country like Poland getting involved in this, as well as others. And if that happens, if NATO gets involved and the United States gets involved, this is no hyperbole. You really have a situation here for all hell to break loose, and really, seriously, quite possibly for World War III. It could
get
that bad.
So when we come back, how does that is a consummation that nobody wishes for. So how do you avoid it? How do you avoid World War III, and how do you at the same time allow for an independent, democratic Ukraine, which also people who have been struggling for their national identity? We will get to that and more with Professor Paul Kangor of Grove City College and the Center for Institute for Faith and Freedom. More coming up on the MedVed Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Professor Paul Kangor, who has written extensively, taught extensively about the history of Russia, particularly in the Soviet era, the era that Vladimir Putin is very clearly trying to reconstruct. And I just posed a question about how does this end? And let me share an answer that was just published today, Paul. It's a powerful statement, and it's by Fred Kagan, who is head of the Critical Stress Assessment at American Enterprise Institute. And Fred Kagan said this: the odds are always going to be on Russia's side, given that it's the larger, richer, and more powerful country with a much bigger military. That being said, should Russia take Ukraine, but then Ukrainians wage an insurgency, Russians just do not have the manpower to conduct an effective counterinsurgency in a country the size of Ukraine and sustain it over years. Ultimately, I'm pretty comfortable saying, along with a growing number of analysts and experts, that there's going to be an independent and free Ukraine at the end of this. Though it's unclear whether that will happen in a month, in 6 months, in a year, 5 years, or 10 years. Powerful statement. Do you think he's right?
I don't know. It depends, too, Michael, on whether or not Putin can decapitate the leadership in the Ukraine. I mean, if he can get Zelensky out, which in his case would probably mean quite literally have Zelensky killed, if they could succeed in removing the current government, so there is no government right now, it depends in part on that. But I think the more dangerous situation, to pick up with what I was saying before we went to the break, I mean, as Joe Biden reminded the press, Article 5 of the NATO Charter says that an attack against one is an attack against all. And if NATO member countries like Poland, not to mention the Baltic states, are attacked by Russia, you know, then the United States, by formal treaty, goes to war with Russia, period. And you know, there have already been reports that NATO member states are already sending weapons to the Ukraine, and that would be states like Denmark, the Netherlands. And then you look at some of the perimeter states, right? Romania, Slovenia, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and others. And I know this week we had, I guess it was at the start of this week, there was talk about Poland supplying for free jets to the Ukrainians. And then I guess the United States got involved in that, and I guess the United States vetoed it, stopped it, so it wouldn't happen, because the United States realized that if Poland supplies jets to the Ukraine, then Poland is supplying jets, a NATO member is doing that. And again, that would make Poland vulnerable to a Russian attack. And if Russia attacks Poland on Russian soil, that automatically brings the United States in. And a point on that, somebody listening might say, well, why would Poland want to do all of that? Why would Poland want a fight with Putin to begin with? Because frankly, the Poles already think they're in a fight with Putin. There are a lot of people in Poland, everyone's forgotten about this. It was on, I think, the 70th year remembrance of the Katyn Woods massacre, where the Polish government was flying over to Russian territory and the plane went down. Remember that, Michael? That was about 10
of
years
course.
Ago. Yeah, killing almost the entirety of the Polish government. There are Poles who think that Putin had that plane shot down. And I know such Poles who feel that way.
That's not a ridiculous conspiracy theory.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. They feel that they're going to go at it with Putin at some time anyway. I'm not saying that they're being reckless and irresponsible, but this runs far deeper, wider, broader than just Russia and Ukraine. I don't think people realize how dangerous this could get. I remember, Michael, I guess it would have been about 25 years ago now, when we talked about the Balkans, Bill Clinton, president, 1998, Slobodan Milosevic, and how that could have gotten out of control, especially given how close Serbia was with Russia. Well, that was Boris Yeltsin at that point, and it didn't get out of control, thank God. And World War One began in the Balkans, in Yugoslavia, the shot heard round the world, right? Sarajevo.
Right, and it was exactly because Russia was close to Serbia. Same
right.
idea.
That's right. And here, though, in this situation today, given that you have not Yeltsin, who loved the United States and was very pro-America, very anti-communist, very anti-Soviet, who wanted to break apart the USSR, who saw its collapse as a beautiful thing, now you have somebody in Putin who saw that collapse as the greatest political catastrophe of the last century. So this is a very different dog in the fight altogether, and this really does have the potential to get out of control. And it wouldn't take much for this to very quickly spill beyond Ukraine. And I think, in following what the AEI guy just said that you quoted, this could go on for a long time. And the longer that it goes on, the more desperate that it might make Putin and might push him to a desperate act, like possibly using some type of nuclear weapon or something that that could widen the conflict.
What do you think he would use the nuclear weapon against?
I don't know. And I to be honest, I wouldn't have thought 10 years ago when I was lecturing on Putin that he would have ever invaded Kiev. I never thought he would have done that. I told my students, yeah, I think he'd like the Crimea and maybe some other territories in eastern Ukraine bordering Russia that are more pro-Russian and have higher Russian nationalities and ethnic groups. But he doesn't want all of the Ukraine, right? He doesn't want to do that. Putin's not going to march into Kiev with the Russian army. He's not going to do that. Well, look, he is. Look what he's doing right now.
The history of this is not just recent. I mean, I have a piece coming out in the Wall Street Journal on Monday, and the piece is about the efforts by Putin's hero, who's Peter the Great, in 1720, after the Battle of Poltava, when there was a Ukrainian hetman, Cossack hetman, named Ivan Mazepa, who switched sides in the eve of the battle that Peter the Great was fighting with the Swedes. And as a result, some years after the battle in 1720, Peter banned the Ukrainian language. He actually destroyed and prohibited publication of any books or newspapers or anything in Ukrainian. And its church books were confiscated if they were written in Ukrainian. So the tension between Ukrainians who do have their own distinct identity and heritage and history and Russians who are eager to obliterate it, that is not a new thing. Paul Kengor, the professor of political history at Grove City College. Check out the Institute for Faith and Freedom. It's linked to our website at Grove City College. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is the Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is contradicting the White House in an interview on MSNBC after saying she expects another full year of uncomfortably high inflation.
You know, we're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
Earlier in the day, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki suggested inflation would moderate at the end of this year and that the high inflation would only be temporary. Baseball fans are now counting down since the Major League lockout is over. Players will start reporting to spring training camps in Arizona and Florida this weekend. Games will start next week but won't last as long since opening day is now set for April 7th. Both sides reached a new five-year labor deal after more than 3 months of negotiations. This ensures a full season of 162 games with the two missed series to be rescheduled. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, there is a powerful piece by John McWhorter. And John McWhorter is a professor at Columbia University. And he writes in the opinion section of the New York Times. John McWhorter has also written a very powerful anti-critical race theory book, anti-woke book, called Woke Racism, which I highly recommend. But Professor McWhorter writes, heartbroken over what the Russian regime is doing to the nation of Ukraine, I can't help finding myself thinking also of ways we're taught to think about ourselves as a nation. Perhaps strangely, while I find myself sitting through the grim news of recent days looking for signs of hope for Ukraine's future, I also think of hope as it applies to matters here at home. And what he writes is an eye-opening thought one might have in watching events unfold in Ukraine is that the story puts a check on an American tendency to overdo the self-criticism inherent to our American experiment. We hear from some who teach, he says, that the entire business has gone off the rails, or that the effort was perhaps even mistaken at its beginnings, meaning the American experiment. This perspective extends from the acid and influential condemnation of America's trajectory in the work of the historian Howard Zinn, who wrote in his book, A People's History of the United States, that, quote, there is not a country in world history in which racism has been more important for so long a time as in the United States, which is preposterous. I could think quickly of 20 nations where it has been vastly more important than in the United States. And to those more recently who seem to say the very essence of America has been its enslavement and abuse of black people. And, of course, Professor John McWhorter is himself black. Last week on The View, the nation's Elie Mystal, we actually played this for you on the air, pronounced that our Constitution is kind of trash, written by white people who were willing to make deals with slavers and colonizers. Few can miss a guiding sense among many of our writerly class that any intelligent take on America will come with a gloomy, disenchanted, condemnatory shake of the head. And then McWhorter writes that imagine what the average Ukrainian would say at this moment when hearing someone in America portray our country as a tragedy that some truckers have been circling in the Beltway in Washington to protest COVID vaccine mandates. That's over, by the way. Or that a popular podcaster had uttered a racial slur. On that last subject, for example, it's easy to bemoan the eclipse of free speech in America, what with cancellation from the left in the name of social justice and book banning from the right. One might even refer to these things rhetorically and more expressively as defenestrations. And while I would certainly defend the rhetorical language, let's face it, in Russia, the very concept of free speech is, at least in practice, an abstraction, bitterly argued for by dissidents as a necessary innovation, not referred to as a reminder of an established value, enshrined, by the way, in the aforementioned trash constitution. And he goes on about so many things that we take for granted about the miracle of America. Any people in another country, particularly a country like right now under attack as Ukraine, they would look on it and say, what are these people talking about? They have every reason in the world to feel grateful and scant reason to feel guilty or resentful or angry. And in fact, a confidence in America is necessary if we are going to respond appropriately to Ukraine. That was a point that came out very clearly yesterday with a talk by Mitt Romney, who, by the way, deserves all kinds of retroactive credit for having talked about the Russian menace, and it is a menace, in his election campaign against Barack Obama in the debates. Here is what Romney said about arming our allies in Ukraine. This is clip one.
He has asked us for aircraft, specifically MiGs. We need to get in those MiGs. It's a bipartisan message. It's not just us. We had a hearing this morning with the Foreign Relations Committee. Chairman Menendez, said the same thing. Senator Shaheen said the same thing. Democrats are saying the same thing. Send these MiGs. And the question is, well, why aren't they being sent? Because we've heard now for days that this is something that's being discussed. Enough talk. People are dying. Send them the planes that they need. They say they need MiGs. People say, well, maybe that's not the ideal weapon for them. That's what they say they want. They're there. They have the eyes to determine what they want. They want MiGs. Get them the MiGs. As Joni just indicated, some say, well, this might be provocative. My goodness, Russia has invaded a land in an unprovoked place. This is extraordinary that we're worried about that. By the way, we're not going to stop the killing in Ukraine until we in NATO fear Putin less than he fears us. It's time for him to fear what we might do. Because, frankly, his military is bogged down in Ukraine. And if NATO were to get activated in some way by his provocation, why, obviously he'd be in a very, very weak position. So please, let us get them the MiGs that they need. Let's do it as fast as possible. And if the administration has a reason that they're not doing it, please tell us what it is. We've had hearing after hearing, both at a classified and non-classified setting, asking why they haven't gotten the MiGs out. And they say, well, this is something we're talking about. We're working with people on this. Enough talk. Tell us what the problem is. And let's get the job done so that we can save lives in Ukraine and defend the cause of freedom.
And a similar note struck by his Democratic, pardon me, his Republican colleague, Tom Cotton, who had this to say. Clip 7.
I've got to say, it seems to me that Vladimir Putin simply deterred the U.S. government from providing these aircraft by saying they would view this as escalatory. And if that's going to be our position, I mean, we might as well call the commanding general at Fort Lewis outside Seattle and tell him to take the flag down and surrender our position. Because he's not going to stop in Ukraine. He's not going to stop in Europe. He's going to go all the way to the West Coast. And every time he raises a threat, we immediately back off.
Okay, a real problem, so what do you do about it? There's a statement from the Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., which we can cover. But also, Trey Yingst made on Fox an urgent plea for the West to act immediately. There's blood in the streets, he pointed out. Listen. 13.
Look, the reality is there's no time for politics on the ground in Ukraine. As we are speaking at this moment, people are dying here. There's literally blood in the streets of cities across this country. And we heard the Vice President Kamala Harris earlier today in Poland alongside the Polish president, and she was laughing at some of the comments about refugees, and it was very lighthearted, as if this was a normal bilateral meeting. But it comes amid the backdrop of death and destruction, the largest ground war in Europe since World War II. People are dying. We saw in that video at a maternity ward in the southern city of Mariupol, women and children taking direct strikes from Russian fighter jets. And that's the situation on the ground. Our cameras have captured this just outside the capital of Kyiv. People are fleeing for their lives, and as they're doing so, there are Russian shells landing around them. And when you see the terror in their eyes, I think this is what I would say. I would say just look at the people that we are interviewing. Look at my colleagues along the Polish border and the innocent civilians who are caught in this conflict. Look into their eyes and realize that Ukraine is out of time.
Powerful statement. Is it a warmongering statement? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm actually very pleased to see that we've really had a big surge in terms of people who have joined us as MedHead Plus participants and listeners. And part of that is because history is so important here in understanding the monumental events we're living through and the way that we avoided disasters in the past and then got involved in disasters in the past. World War One cost 125,000 American lives, and that was in less than a year because we are only involved the last year of the conflict. But it raises issues about the way that international events can impact America, like it or not. And at MedVed Plus, of course, you MedHead Plus, you get a free availability to stream, download any of our history programs. There are 80 of them, and they're about a wide variety of topics in American history, with a big focus on the American Revolution, on the origins of the Middle East conflict, and more. But that's all available to you for free as a MedHead Plus member, which you get for the cost of 22 cents a day. It's not a crushing financial burden. You spend a little, you learn a lot. And you also have access that way to the podcast version of this show, which is made available 24/7 anytime you want it, and without commercial interruption. So check it out at MedVedHistoryStore.com. You can see we have an offer in terms of our history programs, and also at MichaelMedVed.com. There's a ongoing battle. Well, there's always an ongoing battle in Florida. One thing about Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and his allies, the Republicans, who dominate both houses of the state legislature in Florida and have given Governor DeSantis very strong support, is the what people have called, and it's a completely fallacious and wrong-headed title, the Don't Say Gay Bill, and or Can't Say Gay Bill. But it's actually a bill regulating the kinds of age-appropriate sex education that students should get at any age, and basically cutting back on some sex education, which is really political propaganda about gay identity and the gender binary, and for kindergartners through third graders. I think most Americans think, come on, let the kids be kids for a little while at least. And it shouldn't be schools, public schools, taxpayer-funded schools that are assaulting their innocence. And right now, the Disney Corporation, which is obviously hugely important to the state of Florida, which is the world's number one tourist attraction, is Disney World down in Orlando. And Ron DeSantis is not backing down to Disney, which doesn't seem to like the new Florida sex ed law. Here's what the governor said, clip 5.
So here's what I can tell you. In the state of Florida, we are not going to allow them to inject transgenderism into kindergarten. First graders shouldn't have woke gender ideology imposed in their curriculums, and that is what we're standing for, because we're standing for the kids and we're standing for the parents. And I can tell you this, the chance that I am going to back down from my commitment to students and back down from my commitment to parents' rights simply because of fraudulent media narratives or pressure from woke corporations, the chances of that are zero.
And given the fact that he does command strong majorities in the state legislature, that probably is something that he can follow through on. Now, of course, there are examples. Do you remember the protests and the distortions about the Georgia election law led to them moving the All-Star game? Yes, we are going to have another All-Star game, and yes, I hope we don't have another cave-in to woke consciousness like that one. They moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta. And here is DeSantis even more defiant against Disney in particular. Listen, clip 6.
And when you have companies that have made a fortune off being family-friendly and catering to families and young kids, you know, they should understand that parents of young kids do not want this injected into their kids' kindergarten classroom. They do not want their first graders to go and being told that they can choose an opposite gender. That is not appropriate for those kids. And so if you're family friendly, understand the parents who are actually raising families want to have their rights respected. And I also think that you have companies like a Disney that are going to say and criticize parents' rights. They're going to criticize the fact that we don't want transgenderism in kindergarten and first grade classrooms. If that's the hill that they're going to die on, then how do they possibly explain lining their pockets with their relationship from the Communist Party of China? Because that's what they do, and they make a fortune, and they don't say a word about the really brutal practices that you see over there at the hands of the CCP. And so in Florida, our policy is going to be based on the best interest of Florida citizens, not on the musing of woke corporations.
Look, that is an almost unanswerable argument. Really, you can't. In other words, you're going to be okay with the genocide of the Uyghurs and the suppressions in Tibet and the political arrests in Hong Kong and all of the abuses of the Chinese government. That's not going to bother you. But if in Florida they say no transgenderism for kindergartners in public schools, and by the way, if you're a parent and you're convinced that there's nothing in this bill that stops parents from A, taking kids out of school, or B, teaching them what they want about transgenderism at home. It's just that there are certain things for certain very young children that most parents would consider inappropriate. Speaking of inappropriate, there's this story, and it's interesting, but President Trump is asking supporters to help him buy a new plane after a private plane he was on was forced to make an emergency landing last weekend after one of its four engines malfunctioned. Quote, "My team is building a brand new," in capital letters, "Trump Force One," screamed a mass email sent by Trump's Save America PAC. The email reminded the faithful about Trump's glory days when he jetted to campaign events in his personal Trump-branded Boeing 757. It included a video of a plane taking off and a poll purportedly asking potential donors if they want to receive updates on construction of this new plane. The link to the phony poll takes supporters to a link to sign up to making recurring monthly contributions to the president's fundraising committee and his effort to fund a brand new plane. The Trump campaign is in mothballed. The Trump campaign plane that he used to own and use is now mothballed at Stewart Airfield in Newburgh, New York. It reportedly needs extensive repairs before it can fly again. So what happens to that plane? Who knows? But it just seems to me, isn't that asking a lot of your followers at a time of crisis and a time of economic challenge in the United States? I mean, I wonder if the inflation, I'm sure, impacts the cost of big aircraft, but this is, well, it'd be interesting to see how many people want to contribute every month recurring contributions to keep President Trump happy and flying. The World Health Organization said Friday it verified 29 attacks on healthcare facilities, workers, and ambulances in Ukraine, which have killed 12 people and injured 34. The UN Human Rights Office confirmed 564 civilian fatalities and 982 civilian injuries in the conflict, which is likely an undercount, the office said. Coming up, the Jesse Smollett case and hoax hate crimes, and the new situation regarding South and North Korea with Gordon Chang. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
ExtendoVite. extend your life with extended.